Perhaps now the first point, to go to Lvov, which is not very long for American standards, but medium one. Not even a medium one. Lvov is the English version of the name of the city where I was born. The Polish name is Lvov, and it is a poem on the city that I practically don't know, because the frontiers were changed and the city is in the Soviet Union, so I had no chance, and the family moved westwards. I had no chance of knowing the city, which was mine in a way. To go to Lvov, which station for Lvov, if not a dream? At the dawn, when dew gleams on a suitcase, when express trains and bullet trains are being born, to leave in haste for Lvov, night or day, in September or in March, but only in Lvov, if Lvov exists, if it is to be found within the frontiers and not just in my new passport, if lances of trees, of poplar and ash, still breathe aloud like Indians, and if streams mumble their dark Esperanto, and grass snakes like soft signs in the Russian language disappear into thickets. To pack and set off, to leave without a trace, at noon, to vanish like fainting maidens. And bardocks, green armies of bardocks, and below, under the canvas of a Venetian cafe, the snails converse about eternity. But the cathedral rises, you remember, so straight as Sunday, and white napkins and a bucket full of raspberries standing on the floor, and my desire, which wasn't born yet, only gardens and weeds and the amber of Queen Anne cherries and indecent Fredro. There was always too much of Lvov. No one could comprehend its boroughs. Hear the murmur of each stone scorched by the sun. At night, the Orthodox Church's silence was unlike that of the cathedral. The Jesuits baptized plants leaf by leaf, but they grew so mindlessly, and joy hovered everywhere, in hallways and in coffee mills revolving by themselves, in blue teapots, in starch, which was the first formalist, in drops of rain and in the thorns of roses, frozen forsythias yellowed by the window. The bells pealed and the air vibrated. The cornets of nuns sailed like schooners near the theater. There was so much of the world that it had to do encores over and over. The audience was in frenzy and didn't want to leave the house. My aunts could not have known that I would resurrect them and lived so trustfully, so singly. Servants, clean and iron, ran for fresh cream. Inside the houses, a bit of anger and great expectation. Brzozowski came as a visiting lecturer. One of my uncles kept writing a poem entitled Why, dedicated to the Almighty. And there was too much of Lvov. It brimmed the container. It burst glasses, overflowed each pound, lake, smoked through every chimney, turned into fire, storm, laughed with lightning, grew meek, returned home, read the New Testament, slept on a sofa beside the Carpathian rug. There was too much of Lvov, and now there isn't any. It grew relentlessly, and the scissors cut it, truly gardeners, as always, in May, without mercy, without love, Oh, wait till warm June comes with soft ferns, boundless fields of summer, it is the reality. But scissors cut it along the line and through the fiber, tailors, gardeners, censors cut the body and the wreath, pruning shears work diligently as in a child's cut out along the dotted line of a roe deer or a swan. Scissors, pen knives, and razor blades scratched, cut, and shortened the voluptuous dresses of prelates, of squares and houses, and trees fell soundlessly as in a jungle, and the cathedral trembled. People bade goodbye without handkerchiefs, no tears, such a dry mouth. I won't see you anymore. So much death awaits you. Why must every city become Jerusalem and every man a Jew? And now, in a hurry, just pack, always each day, and go breathless, go to Lvov. After all, it exists, quiet and pure as a peach. It is everywhere.